you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about metabolic strong. And if you have been listening to Herb Talk, we're all about empowerment. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about that and some foods that will help relieve anxiety, help, you know, change your life for the better. We got lots to talk about in a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer and hope you are also. Today's devotional takes us to Psalms 19, where it says, "Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Amen. I hope you are seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, we're going to be talking about this vaccine, a flu vaccine. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes out every year. And they try to do their best in matching up the pathogen. Well, according to the CDC, last year's flu vaccine, 2018-19, was a complete failure. It didn't work against the flu bug. Apparently, according to Brennan Flannery for the CDC, he says there was no significant protection against that strain. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. Right from the CDC. Worthless. All right, moving along in the quack report. Study says that if you want to improve your mental health, add more quality fruits and vegetables to your diet. Now, this was a study, get this, published in a journal article. This done by the United Kingdom University of Leeds. Okay, they said they were just gobsmacked that nutrition could do that to your mental health. They said eating well makes you feel better. Scientists say that they're surprised to learn that eating more fruits and vegetables can improve mental health and well-being. Goodness, where do they go to school? These are PhDs and MDs. And all right, so United Kingdom scientists said that, indeed, it's important to get a nutrition, but they can't simply understand why the nutrition affects the body that way. I'm sorry. Well, last but not least in the quack report, here's an update on supplement markets, your vitamins, your minerals, and all that. It says herbal supplements have been strong in the market for the last 15 years. According to the report, the herbal industry has grown 8.5% from last year. Apparently, many of you are spending $8 billion a year on your herbal supplements. It's an upward trend, they say, for this industry. More consumer spending on supplements has doubled in the last year. There you go. Y'all are getting smart out there and empowered. I love it. I love it. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about being metabolically strong, okay, because there is more metabolic disease than ever before. People are overweight. They're experiencing failing organs. There's kidney disease. There's fatty liver disease. There's diabetes. And numerous cardiovascular conditions have become so common that people think it is normal to be sick. Right, a majority of people are going to be treated with drug therapy or surgery later on, and they think this symptom management is a healthcare cure. Well, it's not. So disease reversal will be up to the patient to figure out and to execute, because everyone has this capability to execute a healing plan no physician or pharmacist has knowledge of. Okay, they can't even understand why good nutrition, fruits and vegetables make you better mentally and physically. Come on. All right, so it's up to us. And the reason healing plans are not taught is because it put the mainstream healthcare and drug companies out of business. That's why. So the people who figure this out are empowered, and they wonder why they waited so long to get their plan in gear. Don't wait too long, as disease can weaken the body and it makes it harder, but not impossible, to reverse the problem. So we're going to find out how we can become more metabolically strong. And, you know, this power in your hands. Well, I want to talk about the 7-country food science report. Dr. Ansel Keys, a professor at University of Minnesota, did a heart disease model of 7 countries, and he did this in 1957. And he tracked the heart disease for 2 decades, 20 years, in the United States, Finland, Italy, the Netherlands, Yugoslavia, Greece, and Japan. So it was really no surprise that the Western countries had 5 times more fatal heart disease compared to Japan, which had the lowest of all the 7 countries. So the people of Japan ate 9% of their calories in fat, and only 3% was animal fat. So we all know that the classic Japanese diet is kind of disappearing as they get more westernized over there. So more of them are departing from their traditional ancestry type of diet. So what does the traditional Japanese diet look like? What does it contain? Well, here you go. It has 4 to 5 cups of rice. This is per day. 5 to 8 ounces of fruit, 9 ounces of vegetables, 2 ounces of beans, 2 ounces of meat, not too much meat, see, 3 to 4 ounces of fish, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and 1.5 teaspoons of soy sauce. So that's what they eat in one day, right? And that's how you get lean and mean. All right, so also the men over there in Japan, if they're traditional, they all have maybe 15 ounces of beer with their meal. Women will only have a few ounces of beer. So there you have it. You know, it's a diet low in calories, low in fat, low in a lot of meat, but high in fish, fruit, vegetables, and rice. So you can eliminate also the soy sauce and to reduce that sodium intake if you don't like that. Also, the people of the Mediterranean have very low rates of heart disease and cancer because they use an oily type of fat. Dr. Keyes calls olive oil the longevity food, and he concluded that the high-fat diet was not a problem if it was very low in animal fat and high in olive oil type fat. Now, Harvard physicians favored the Mediterranean-style diet over the restrictive American low-calorie diet. Well, let's look at some herbs that we're going to are gonna strengthen us up, you know. Let's look at the heart first. There are lots of medicinal herbs that we can use, but some will actually strengthen the cardio system, the heart metabolic function. So here's some of the ones I like. I love garlic, and it's a natural blood thinner. It has anti-clotting agent in it. All natural, doesn't have side effects. Takes the stress off the heart muscle as well as protect it from viruses and infection because garlic's very broad spectrum as antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial agent. I also like hawthorn berries. It will protect the heart muscle from damage should blood and oxygen be temporarily blocked. And Frank is giving me a thumbs up on the garlic. He's a garlic guy. Oh, is he a garlic guy? But hawthorn berries also help protect your fibrinogen protein, which is your clotting mechanism in your blood system, so you don't have sticky blood and causing clots. So hawthorn berries is awesome. And they even tested it against the anticoagulants, and it did just as well or better. So hawthorn berries is on my list. Also, red clover is on my list as well. It detoxifies your blood and helps reduce blood fats or cholesterol. And then ginger root and habanero cayenne, these circulatory herbs, improve not only your circulation, but also help balance blood pressure and also gets blood flow to the small capillaries, which is real important. And when you have a blood moving herb like this, it also moves mucus out of the system too. Now, motherwort herb is very helpful. It helps regulate that heartbeat. So if you get a little flutter going on, AFib, you might want to look at that. Celtic sea salt is on my list. Now, you probably wonder why it's there because, you know, everybody's been taught can't have salt, creates hypertension. Well, that's an unrefined salt I'm talking about. I'm not talking about I'm talking about a whole food salt. I'm not talking about the devitalized processed stuff most people are using. So when you get a sun-dried ocean salt, not a Himalayan mine salt, but an ocean salt because it's closest to our cell chemistry, you want that. It does support your cardiovascular system and helps give elasticity to the arteries and veins to help prevent plaque buildup. It does not promote hypertension, that high blood pressure. And compared to regular table salt, okay, you're going to use a third less salt. And most recently, we just did a show, didn't we, Frank, recently that where science found that they can help arterial valves in the heart by just giving people real salt. Well, with regular use, the minerals in your salt will dissolve the fat and calcium deposits that help, you know, build up in arteries and veins and even heart valves. So definitely. Frank's saying your Celtic sea salt isn't white. No, that's a telltale sign because, you know, you probably see stores that say Celtic salt on it. So the real telltale sign, if it's not been processed and it still has its mineral nutrition, it's going to be an off-white or grayish color. So just take a piece of regular white paper with you and hold it up to the salt and see, compare it. And you'll get an idea that way. Well, let's talk about if you're heart attack prone, because a lot of research has been done in the heart area. And they found some interesting facts. if, on heart disease patients. In white males, doctors notice that a majority of them will start to develop male pattern baldness, and they tend to have more hair in their ear canals than other people. They also seem to develop this crease on the surface of their earlobe. Men suffering from also depression have the higher risk of developing heart disease and having a heart attack. So patients who ate beans 4 times per week have less severe heart disease, and that's by 19% according to studies compared to patients who only eat beans maybe once a week. So if you want to almost cut it back 20%, 4 times a week, eat some beans. All right. Let's reduce the likelihood of having to have a defibrillator on your chest. You know, that defibrillator, that's that medical device used to shock the heart back into beating. And the heart can stop for many reasons, and sometimes it can be restarted and sometimes it can't. So there are some activities that can damage the heart and increase your risk of heart attack and not coming back. Here's one of them, smoking. And a lot of people go, oh, I know it's bad for me. I should quit. I shouldn't do it. It's a bad habit. But they really don't understand why it's bad for them, right? They haven't been told why it's bad. Let me tell you why it's bad. If you smoke, you're going to develop arteriosclerosis faster because it alters your lipids, creating more bad cholesterol in your body, which leaves the walls of your arteries and veins unprotected, and they lose their elasticity. So when they get rigid, plaque can stick there, eat more easily. Also, this causes chemical and cell dysfunction, and it prohibits your arteries to dilate. Now, remember, you know, when you get closer to the heart, the arteries and veins are supposed to be really hardy. They're supposed to be able to take the pressure of the pump, right? And they need to be flexible, and they need to be pliable. And if they get stiff and rigid, that's not helpful. So smoking deprives the heart muscle of oxygen by 10%. And when you smoke, your body produces and releases more adrenaline, which reduces coronary artery blood flow. Smoking also magnifies angina pain and interferes with medication. Smokers also stimulate their liver to produce more fibrin protein in your blood, which affects the blood cells, makes them stick together, increases the likelihood of blood clots. That's why smoking's bad for you. Now, we didn't even touch on the lung tissue, did we? But anyway, that's how it affects your cardio. And a lot of people who are smokers have heart attacks. You know, at like 45, 50 years of age, you know, they've been smoking a while. Let's talk about the liver a little bit. We want to just power up your liver because in May 2016, there was some research at the German Research Center for Environmental Health, and they discovered the health benefit to fasting. Yeah. So when we fast, it's kind of a type of cleanse for our system, and the researchers noticed that when we fast, it helps prevent fatty liver disease. So it appears that when we are hungry during a fast, it produces a protein that adjusts the metabolism of the liver. It has become a growing concern in our modern world that more people are developing fatty livers. And this is a major part of metabolic disease that you can also prevent. Also, this type of disease could also morph into type 2 diabetes and other secondary conditions, so you want to avoid a fatty liver if you can. So at this point, the scientists in this study are really not sure how fasting influences the protein mechanism, and they think it has a lot to do with stress molecules to reduce the absorption of fatty acids in the liver. The research was published in the Journal of Open Access Molecule Medicine, and Stephen Herzig, professor of director of the Institute of Diabetes and Cancer in Germany, said this: once we understand how fasting influences our metabolism, we can attempt to bring about this effect through drug therapy. End of quote. Drug therapy. Well, why not just fast, right? It has less risk. There's no side effects. Well, it would be far easier just to fast periodically to assist your metabolism rather than risk the side effects of the drug medicine that they may be producing. So that's the MO. That's the modus operandi of medicine, is they'll give you a drug to deal with your first symptom, but then it gives you a secondary disease. So that's usually how it works. So let's just fast, okay, and skip that secondary disease thing. Now, the researchers also said they did see changes in genes, DNA, and cells during the fasting, as well as the fat content of the liver. It normalized, and also the sugar metabolism improved. Interesting. Now, the research team felt that when you fast, you stress the liver, and it forces the production of these changes, right? That's what they think. But actually, fasting takes a burden off the liver instead of having stressed it. So the liver, when you fast, doesn't have to work to produce digestive enzymes during fasting, and so that energy it would normally use to do that can go to regenerate your cells. So there you go. Good for you. All right, let's look. That's why when people fast, Frank, they feel they have more energy. You know, they may feel a little hungry, but they have more energy. They're not having to, you know, waste away on the sofa. The energy that would have gone to dealing with food is going to other places. All right, we're going to talk about muscle health, okay? Because people tend to experience a loss of muscle mass as they age, and medicine calls this sarcopenia. Now, we had a recently David Foreman, former pharmacist and author, on our show talking about that, and you can hit the archives to hear the show. And it's a problem, and they're looking for ways to deal with reversing muscle loss, especially as we get older. So if the muscle mass loss is significant, the elderly are going to need help with stairs and maybe getting up from a sitting position because they've just lost so much muscle. So how do we combat this loss of muscle? Well, we first have to use our muscles. We can't let them go flabby. You have to keep using our muscles. And also, we have to eat the foods that feed the muscles. So we have found that olive and fish oils and plant-based calcium and proteins help to sustain the muscles. And with regular exercise, and you should work in some strength training as well in your regular exercise. Now, we're talking about 4 or 5 times a week you should exercise. And so get moving, get the pulse going, and we can regain that muscle that we lost when we do that, plus, you know, putting in the nutrition that the muscles need. We can regain that lost muscles that we lost over a 12-month period. We can regain those muscles back in 12 weeks or less. Yeah. Now, the research done at McAllister University in Ontario, Canada, in July 2017, they discovered that with the proper foods and exercise, we retain not only our muscles, but also our vim and vigor. There you go. Their work was published in the 2017 Journal of Public Library of Science, and you can check it out there. Now, you may be asking me, well, what's a plant-based calcium? What's a plant-based protein? Well, whenever you look at foods or herbs that have calcium, it'll always have the same identical chemistry, which is God's chemistry for your body. 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. So the calcium has to have the minerals for the uptake and to put the calcium in the right places. Now, if you don't have those minerals, the uptake is limited, and any calcium you do get may be displaced. In other words, you may have, you know, gallstones or bone spurs or strong arterial blockages, okay, because calcium can stick to plaque. And so, you know, this is a problem because we're told to use animal-based calcium when it's the wrong kind of calcium the body wants. So the body's going to use calcium not only for your bones, but also for your muscles and all your connective tissues and also your immune system. So calcium's real important, but you got to get the right kind. And I like to use green leafy vegetables. Oranges have calcium. And then, of course, on the herbal side, I like to use spinach, spirulina, chlorella, your grasses like wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass, that kind of thing. All going to have that great calcium content, awesome stuff. Also, I like for calcium, willow bark. I'm sorry, not willow bark, but lobelia, horsetail, and comfrey. Also have that perfect chemistry there for the calcium to be used. So for the plant-based, we like to use, again, spirulina and chlorella. I love that for protein, and it's enough protein. It's equivalent to a steak, but without all the fat. So there are ways to do it, and you can get lean and mean and strong, metabolically strong, in no time. Also, you got to know it's really important, know when to take a break. You're working hard out there. And it's easy in our daily lives to get all caught up in the work demands, and then we put off taking some time off to regenerate ourselves. I've been guilty of that myself. Kids call me a workaholic. I've been working on it. So I've noticed that it can be hard to, you know, shut off from the work. You just have a hard time decompressing. you can't sort of shut off from the emails, the text messages, the calls. I even, you know, have been contacting a few vendors lately, of mine, to answer a question, and they'll answer me, and then they'll tell me, oh, by the way, I'm on vacation. We'll catch up next week. And I'm like, well, why are you answering your phone, your text messages, and your email? Well, if you're still looking after your customers that way, you're not on vacation and you're not relaxing, right? Okay. Now the Europeans, they take the most days off from work every year. On average, Europeans benefit from 4 weeks of paid vacation per year. Australians, they offer their workforce 22 paid vacation days and 13 paid holidays. But in the United States, the average employee gets 16 paid days off. That's vacation and holidays combined. Time off is vital. It helps us regenerate our mind and body. And not getting vacation in could be impacting our metabolism in a lot of negative ways. So now in June 2019, Syracuse University did some research on the effects of vacation, and they found it was very good for your heart. Their research was published in the June 2019 Psychology and Health Journal. Okay, so here's what Bryce Huska, professor of public health at Syracuse, says. What we found is that people who vacation frequently in the past 12 months have lowered their risk of metabolic syndrome and metabolic symptoms. He goes on to say, metabolic syndrome is a collection of risk factors, especially for cardiovascular disease, and the more symptoms you have, the higher your risk. We see a reduction in the risk for people who vacation frequently, which means we're able to modify metabolic symptoms. Lastly, he says, vacation time is available to 80% of full-time employees. However, fewer than half utilize their time off available to them. If they were to use more days off, they would see a tangible health benefit. End of quote. Well, we're going to take a little break, but we got more on the aside, so we'll be right back.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
And we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about how to be metabolically strong. And as you can understand now, that it is possible to reverse metabolic weakness and become strong again. It's going to take diligent effort to change the lifestyle, and healthy changes will become pretty much a new habit, and a better health, the better health just follows. Now, I would get rid of the unhealthy oils in the diet and use the olive oil or coconut oil, and the Mediterranean diet or the Japanese traditional diet seem to be the best diets. They're very simple, they're very basic, and they're organic. And I would avoid all the processed foods. Make your own food. And you'll be amazed how fast you can manage weight this way. So avoid all the processed snacks. Maybe switch to the nuts and fruit for once, you know. And to help bridge the gap, I also like to use herbal power. So plant-based calcium and protein, you're going to find that in the calcium formula and the Body Foundation food mix at thepowerherbs.com. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have the liver support in the milk thistle tincture. They have the cardio support in the heart, cholesterol, blood pressure formula. They do have the garlic, the ginger, the hawthorn, the motherwort, meadow sweet, and of course the Celtic salt we mentioned, all available. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The web is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's where you're going to find professional strength formulas that have got power behind them. Yeah. That'd be God's power. He gets the credit all the time, every day. So amen to that. All right. Remember to talk about foods that actually can change your genes, your genetic code, and it can change your life. Okay. A lot of medical schools, Harvard, for instance, would have you believe there are common modern diseases like diabetes that are all genetically driven. Patients are told they were born with the metabolic time bomb. They just discovered it. It just went off. Oh, well. Well, if we really look at science and how genes are influenced, we find it's mostly due to diet, not genetics, because our genetic DNA is influenced by our diet. So if you inherited a flaw, it was definitely influenced by diet, either by you or your ancestor. So science would have us believe that this is, you know, just a deck of cards you've been dealt and you just got to deal with it. There's nothing short of gene editing and drugs that will help you. Well, is that the truth? I don't think so. Well, let's look at some insights. Some medical reports are stating that most illnesses are attributed to lifestyle, and they list the major lifestyle influences over your health conditions. Body fat, exercise or the lack of thereof, diet, unhealthy or healthy, smoking, and alcohol consumption. Medicine knows this, okay? You know it too. So if we weed through the techno talk and the scientific data, we find that in general, the Western diet is a death sentence. Oh yeah? So the Diabetes Prevention Program did an analysis, and patients who disposed of the Western diet and they adopted a healthier one, they got regular exercise as well and avoided a lot of sugar and artificial sweeteners. They found out that they could reverse their diabetes in 2 to 3 weeks. Okay? Off all the drugs. They reported that this mindset to live healthier and to stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes free. Okay. Now, prevention also reported that people who changed their eating changed their lives, and they listed the foods that diabetics can eat, and it looked like, hey, the Mediterranean diet that was rich in the omega-3 fatty acids, the nuts, the beans, the lentils, the whole grains, you know, what we just talked about, it being metabolically strong. So whole foods have this strong influence on our cells and our health and our genetic code. And if you want to pass on some healthy genes, you better get it together now. Let's talk about the big three. The United States, we have three internal medicine plagues that are now considered normal or expected as we age in our modern society. In other words, people are not that surprised when they get a diagnosis, they got heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, especially as people get older. So it may be common, but it's not normal. So when we consider the cultural studies done around the world, there's an area that has few, if any, cases of the big three conditions plaguing America, and that's the Mediterranean area. Once again, the diet shine. So it shows you how important diet is, a diet with whole foods, a diet that's, you know, not sprinkled with synthetics, GMOs, and a lot of glyphosate, you know, that's, you know, this is where you'll shine, is if you get a clean organic diet like that. All right, so now let's talk about your heart, because in 2014, Indiana University reported that people with heart disease were low on iron, but they were getting too much iron that wasn't good. So which is it? Are they low on iron? Are they getting too much? Actually, the people with internal medicine disorders or disease are usually low in minerals and other nutrients. I think Frank, Melanie Cederstrom on Discount Gold and Silver asked me, what was the major thing I see with people being sick? And I said, they're not getting their minerals. Minerals are very important for enzyme support, electrolytes for your nervous system to send, you know, impulses to your heart and so forth and so on. So when they look at the crops grown in the 50s through the 40s, it had 50% more nutrition in it. And then they changed the agricultural area. We lost over 5 million of our farms, and our health went in the crapper. Okay, we used to have in the 50s, 1949 was the last year that America had that best health status in the world. After that, we went downhill. All right, so the industrial farm complex had a big part. It changed our healthy farming practices and our crops and our animal husbandry into something less healthy and less sustainable. So people aren't getting it. People a few thousand or 100 years ago had healthier conditions than we have today. People think, oh, they died of all these diseases, and since we got vaccines and everything and drugs, we're healthier than they are. No. No. You see a lot of those childhood diseases crop up when you have overcrowding of people, like in, camps, forts, prisoners of war, slums. That's when you get those diseases. But an example is, let me give you an example. Joshua in the Bible, who led Israel into battle well into his 80s. There's an example. He was military fit in his 80s. I mean, you get people going to boot camp now that can't even pass boot camp, and they're in their 20s or teens. He's in his 80s, and he is, wielding a sword most people probably couldn't pick up, All right, so who do you know in their 80s that had the strength to pick up a mighty sword, let alone wield it in battle today? Hand combat. Men of valor in the biblical era were hardy. They could dispatch 300 men, the enemy, in 30 minutes. Now, that's considered some serious battle. That's reducing the ranks of your enemy by 10 men a minute. Think about it. So you have to ask yourself, they had the right fuel. They had cells that were hardy, and they were men of valor, knew it. Now, Indiana University wasn't the only institution to mention the link between iron and heart disease. And by the way, natural iron is different than ferrous sulfate. Now, ferrous sulfate is an iron supplement you see everywhere. It's a synthetic. It's an isolated derivative of iron, supposedly. Different animal. It's not exactly the same. I know medicine and the drug companies and the pharmacies will tell you it's the same. It's not. It's just the body will look at that as a drug, not as a nutrient. And it'll deal with it as a drug, not a nutrient. So if it's dealing with it as a drug, and of course, your body knows drugs are toxic and they got to neutralize most of that drug, you're probably losing all the benefit in an iron supplement. All right, so the Imperial College of London reported findings. It appeared in the Journal of Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology that low iron increases the risk of heart disease and specifically coronary artery disease. So what we need to discern here is when we read these reports is that people on Western diets tend to get their iron from red meat. And there are plenty of non-animal foods that will provide you with whole food iron, okay? So, and also if you don't have enough iron in your blood, it can't hold on to oxygen well enough for the heart muscle and all your cells. The good news is red meats come, with some fats which can promote that's the bad news. They come with fats that could promote congestive arteries. But scientists have been doing some studies. And, of course, what do? They put their patients that have heart disease on statin drugs and an iron tablet, and they send them on their way. Okay, so change the diet, get to the Mediterranean part. And if you want some straight-up real iron, beets. Raw beets, just juice them and put that beet juice in like your V8 juice or drink it straight, and you will super infuse iron into the system. A lot of people go, oh, well, what if we get too much iron? Well, when you got a whole food source of iron, like from a food, the body pulls out what it wants and voids out the rest with no toxicity or side effects. How about that? So you can rebuild up your blood system in 24 hours drinking about a gallon of beet juice. So who needs a blood transfusion when you can do that? All right, natural sources, whole foods are the way to go. Get natural iron. Also, you'll find natural iron in your beans, your nuts, your green leafy vegetables. But if you don't get enough, do some beets. People seem to be kind of obsessed with natural food sources. They think that they may not provide them enough minerals and vitamins to make a difference. Most likely they can. Medical doctors tell patients you cannot control your symptoms with diet alone. Well, doctor, symptom management is not what our goal is anyway. We're shooting for a cure. So when considering the controversial foods grown today, I will admit, you know, they're 50% less potent in nutrition. So we got to do a little bit more with some whole food supplementation. Okay. So not the synthetic, but the whole food supplements. Or you may want to grow your own garden and get some really good stuff going in an organic way. So that's really the next best thing, is getting some whole food organic supplements into the diet as well. So if you're looking at supplements, you definitely want to make sure that they're not synthetics and they're not isolated nutrients. They're whole food ones. So if you're looking at herbs and spices, they have very complex, concentrated, balanced sources of nutrients. God's chemistry, once again, it can't be improved on. So in the Bible, when you look at your herbs, the Bible calls herbs meat in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. And people go, what does that mean? Well, they're potent. They're strong. They give you energy. They give you sustenance. And you can avoid getting too much of a good thing, such as iron, if you're using a whole food source. So the body can void out, like I said, what it doesn't need. Beetroot's a natural iron product. Allows you to strengthen the blood system that can hold on to more oxygen to your cells and to your heart muscles. So cells that get more oxygen and more nutrients with the balanced chemistry from whole foods provide this long-lasting concentrated fuel to your cells. So the better the fuel, the better the strength, the better the endurance, and you're metabolically strong. See? So you have that power. So getting back to your diet can change your genetic codes. There was some scientific research that was in Norwegian University of Science and Technology back in 2011, and it says that what you eat affects your genes. It responds to foods. So they said that your genes have an expression, you know, your gene expression influence the communication between your cells. So foods can influence that for the better or worse, depending on what you're eating. So they have said that if you go from an unhealthy to a healthy diet, you change your DNA gene expression in 6 days. Wow. Here is a quote from Brett Johansen, professor of biology at Norwegian University. He says, we have found a diet with 65% carbohydrates causes a number of different genes to work overtime. This effect can cause a lot of inflammation in the body and also associated with cardiovascular disease, cancers, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. So the immune system operates as the body's surveillance authority, and when we consume too many carbohydrates, the body is triggered to react with the immune system to mobilize as if there were an invasion of bacteria or viruses, and that's why you get a lot of inflammation. This is why people with rheumatoid arthritis and stuff, if you look at their diet, they eat a lot of refined white flour stuff. You know, they just got to get off of that. And so this makes a lot of sense, since simple carbohydrates that you find in the Western diet convert to sugar in the body. And when you eat complex carbohydrates, they won't convert to sugar as readily. So an example would be, instead of white rice, eat brown rice. So a diet that is not properly balanced is going to increase your risk of this metabolic inflammation. So people can increase or their risk or decrease their risk of inflammation, fluid retention, flu-like symptoms, skin problems, all kinds of things, just by making the wrong food choices. You know, I've said it a lot. Frank, you've heard me say this all the time. A lot of times we're allergic to our diet and we just don't know it, right? I didn't know I was allergic to milk until I was in my 30s. Okay. So when I got off milk, I got rid of my annual sore throat, ear infections, bronchitis, and I got rid of a lot of allergy sensitivities environmentally. You know, pollen, stuff like that. I was just amazed, just eliminating that one food group, how better I am. Milk also made my bowel real sluggish, you know. So a lot of times, you know, if you got a sluggish bowel, you're retaining toxins too long, so that's not good. So look at your, take, you know, keep a food journal, see what you're doing. See, if you're going to do your modification in your diet and go to something healthier, start keeping a food journal and list, you know, how you're feeling that day. Got more energy. I slept better. I'm thinking clearer. My skin's looking better. Whatever it is, keep it for and look back at it and just pat yourself on the back and say that a boy or that a girl, you're doing a good job. So your body reacts and it's going to let you know. Here is a quote again from Britt Johansson. He says, it seems clear that the composition and quantity of our diets can be key in influencing symptoms of chronic disease. In choosing what we eat, we choose whether we will provide our genes the weapons that cause disease. It is not wise to cut out all carbohydrates completely. It's about the right balance. A good rule of thumb is a third carbohydrate, a third protein, and a third fat. This will help keep genes, immune system function, and disease in check, according to him. Well, probably change some of that animal food fat to olive oil fat, you know, kind of balance it out a little bit, and you'll do better. So how long does it take? Well, people tend to be skeptical of using a diet to prevent or reverse their problem. A large part of this skepticism comes from a lot of the brainwashing from medical diets. Doctors, they'll say your diet's not going to fix this. So here's what Professor Johansson said about the time it takes for your diet to kick in and influence your gene expression. He says it took just 6 days to change the gene expression of each of our volunteers. However, if you want to reduce your likelihood of lifestyle diseases, your new diet will have to be a permanent change, end of quote. Well, he's right about that. 6 days. Give yourself a week. I always tell people if you're doing a natural therapy to improve something, give it 3 to 4 months. It probably will show you improvement to encourage you within a short time, but really give it the opportunity to do its job. And once you get there, you're like, wow, who knew? Well, there's a lot of people that know. It's just that it doesn't make the drug companies any money. Now, in 2016, there was a study at University of Oxford across the pond. It proved that foods that you eat affect your DNA sequences and your genes. They even found that certain parasites in foods change the chemistry of your body and can affect your genes. So their research was in the Journal of Genome Biology. So, you know, watch the raw sushi, you know, cook your foods really well. Don't want those parasites. Now, researchers at the University of Massachusetts Medical School found that even occasional indulgences have an effect on your genes, which could produce negative outcomes on health. Dr. Martin Walhout, director of molecule medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, found that different diets produce differences in gene expressions. So what we eat influences our development, our growth, and even our sleep patterns, he says. Here's a quote from Dr. Martin Walhart. He says, we already know our circadian rhythm, our sleep cycle, is affected by diet. This points to the real possibility that if we can use a complex connection involved in diet, gene expression, and physiology and how it relates to human disease will make us very powerful. Yeah, we got the power already. We do. So there are lots of studies done involving animals, worms, humans, showing how important diet is, how it directly influences our health. And of course, we've been hearing from our mothers and our grandmothers for generations that we should eat our vegetables, watch the sweets, you know, chicken soup when you got a cold and flu because of the garlic in it, right? So, you know, they knew what they were talking about, you know. They didn't have dietitian licenses and all this stuff, but they knew. Now, for those of you out there that know that your ultimate destination of your health is within your reach with what you eat, some of you may be thinking, though, hey, I have relatives who ate the same healthy foods and they still have problems. Well, we tend to eat like our relatives, and most people think they're eating healthy when in fact they're not. And they're maybe eating too much of one kind of food. Maybe it's too overly processed. Maybe it's overcooked. Maybe it's not you know, organic, it's conventionally grown. All these things add up. It's like a grain of rice in the scale. You got to think of all these things that can add up and for an accumulative effect. So, you know, if you add the pollutants in our environment, the stress from our jobs, you know, we have antibiotics and vaccines in our systems, and this is all very stressful to a system metabolically. So we have to purify it from time to time. Fasting's one of those things we talked about that help, as well as doing your organ cleanses. That'll help, you know, pull out all those heavy metals, radioactive particles, and, you know, pesticides and food preservatives and things you don't want to hang on to. So cleanse and nourish. Cleanse and nourish. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how powerful you are when you get that diet in check and you cleanse out the toxins. Those are the two things that are huge at avoiding metabolic diseases, internal medicine diseases, to keep you out of the doctor's office and out of the pharmacy. So make sure you're getting your organic foods, wash them really well. Even if it says already washed, wash it anyway. And the more nutrition means more fuel, more stamina, stronger immune system, stronger defense against disease. We all have heard medicine say that, you know, our immune system keeps cancer cells in check. So if your immune system's low, it's probably because you've been affected by antibiotics and vaccines, which suppress immune system. Yeah. So there you go. With each stage of adding more vaccines, we see a correlation with illness. So we need to put our thinking caps on. We need to roll up our sleeves and do for ourselves, because modern medicine isn't about curing you. It's about managing your sickness. That's a big difference, right? So I don't know what to say to people that don't want to do for themselves. They just want to pop a pill and let the doctor worry about it. The point is, the doctor is not worrying about it. He's not. I worked in medicine. They're not worrying a bit. So thepowerherbs.com, you'll find your full line of organ cleanses. They're listed in the order in which you should do them. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to them, give them a call, or send them an email. And, of course, they do have immune support herbs as well there. And all those herbs we talked about at getting you metabolically strong, they have those as well. So you've got it already. You've got tools. You've got the roadmap. You got the education. You got the product support. You just have to take that first step. You know, is it worth it to you? Yeah, it is. I mean, especially in a day and age where, you know, even though you may have healthcare coverage, at some point maybe there's going to be shortages or rationing in some of the drugs they're doling out. What are you going to do then? So always think about these things. Be productive and prevention mindset, always very good to have. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com is there. Of course, call them at 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. If you don't do the internet, you can order over the phone or by mail. And I see I'm out of time, but don't forget they're having their 4th of July sale now through the 4th, and you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. So this is a great time to stock up and save. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.